Nuclear talks between the United States and North Korea resume after US President Donald Trump met North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in the demilitarized zone. The pair shook hands over the border yesterday in the third face-to-face meeting for the two leaders. An Australian mother has made horrifying claims of children being raped and murdered inside a Syrian camp. The woman has asked the federal government to help citizens who survived the fall of Islamic State to return home. The woman is stuck in the sprawling Al-Hawl camp with three children under five. 6 weeks after his election victory, Scott Morrison will attempt to deliver on his biggest election promise, the Coalition's $158 billion tax cut plan. The 46th Parliament gets underway this week, while David Hurley will be sworn in as Australia's new Governor-General this morning. The former New South Wales Governor takes over from Sir Peter Cosgrove. And it's been a golden night for the ABC at the Logies after comedian and presenter Tom Gleeson won the top honour. Gleeson campaigned hard in the lead-up and it paid off, pipping ABC colleague Costa Georgiadis. Costa won a separate award as Australian TV's most popular presenter, while ABC programs Mystery Road, Gardening Australia and The Cry also won the popular vote. Wheelchair athlete Dylan Alcott was crowned most popular new talent.